You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Cellcom voice and messaging outage is still affecting customers and communications across the state. In a social media update Sunday, the company said they're still working to restore service, saying it's, quote, not as simple as flipping a switch. The Cellcom outage began Wednesday night. More ramp closures on Interstate 41 in the Fox Valley. The northbound off-ramp to County 00 Northland Avenue in Grand Chute starts today and will remain in place until fall. Drivers are encouraged to check 511WI.gov to stay aware of closures and detours. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says House Republicans are planning to gut Medicaid to pay for tax cuts. Baldwin and fellow Senate Democrats say the proposed cuts will harm Wisconsinites who need the help the most. In a bill introduced last week, Republicans plan to enforce a working requirement to qualify for Medicaid, reduce the minimum staffing for nursing homes, and require more frequent financial screenings for patients receiving aid. Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, charged with helping a man evade immigration officials, is now seeking donations to cover the cost of her defense. She announced the fund Friday with a website saying that she will not take donations from Milwaukee County residents, attorneys who practice in the county, lobbyists, judges, county employees, or anyone with pending matters before any Milwaukee County judge. She also said that she will only take money from U.S. citizens. Her attorneys have called the case against her, quote, an unprecedented attack on the independent judiciary by the federal government, end quote. Dugan pleaded not guilty to the charges last week. Her attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the case. The website for the fund is HannahDuganDefenseFund.org. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shares a letter he sent to the Trump administration urging them not to delay or obstruct federal funding for internet infrastructure projects. The letter warns the administration that disruptions to federal funding for broadband investments will prevent Wisconsin from getting more people connected to affordable and high-speed internet. The letter also notes that state funding for internet infrastructure expansion was cut by state Republicans in the last biennial budget, who argued federal funding would cover the cost. Wisconsin is number one. This time, it's for the most prescription medications collected during the Spring Drug Takeback Day. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced that the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The DEA partners with states twice a year in the spring and fall to give people a safe, convenient, and responsible way to dispose of drugs, while at the same time educating them on the potential for abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. May 2025 marks two critical statewide observances, Aging and Disability Resource Center Month and Older Americans Month, as proclaimed by Governor Tony Evers. Joanne Krulatz has more.
These recognitions highlight the invaluable contributions of older adults and the vital support provided by ADRCs across Wisconsin. This year's Older Americans Month theme, Flip the Script on Aging, encourages all Wisconsinites to challenge age-related biases and recognize that aging is a dynamic, lifelong process. Wisconsin's older adults continue to shape communities through caregiving, volunteerism, leadership, and mentorship. Their time, talents, and lived experiences enrich civic life and drive progress.
Johnson and journalists are getting together later this month. Stuart J. Waddles has that story.
Senator Ron Johnson will headline a newsmaker luncheon hosted by the Milwaukee Press Club and WisPolitics.com on Wednesday, May 28th. Johnson will give brief remarks before taking questions from a panel of local journalists and the audience at the newsroom pub. The event starts at a little before noon that day. It is open to the public with advanced registration required.
Reggie Desimou of Caribbean Taste Food Truck and Area 509 in Appleton celebrated the 6th anniversary of his self-made Haitian food business this weekend, sharing his family's recipes with the community.
Those came down from my mom, and there's no written recipe. It was just like spending time with her in the kitchen and growing up in Haiti. So you got to learn from your mom, because my mom always say, she said, we never know where we're going to end up in life, so we're going to have to learn how to cook, clean, and make sure like we can take care of ourselves. So now it becomes a business.
Saturday's event started in the early afternoon and continued through the night with music, food, and dancing. Over 80 bicyclists hit the streets of Oshkosh Saturday as part of Bike Osh 25. Participants rode the bike paths of Oshkosh, collected stamps from 20 pit stops, and brought awareness to cyclists and motorists alike on the road rules for cyclists and how to be safe.
Not bad. A few little lake flies in the mouth, but it was still worth it.
That's Rick Lieb, one of the cyclists. Bike Osh 25 is organized by the students of Communities at Oshkosh North. Junior Cole Lederhouse spearheaded the event.
The weather was a little icky before, but like I've been seeing a lot of people biking around, so.
WISS at the corner of South Main and 6th Street was one of the 20 citywide pit stops for Bike Osh 25. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding, the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, it, you know, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown stars' films. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. Former besties Taylor Swift and Blake Lively have hit a rough patch. Sources say the world's biggest pop star wants nothing to do with Lively until after her legal battles with Justin Baldoni are over. Baldoni and Lively are embroiled in lawsuits stemming from their film It Ends With Us. Swift was served a subpoena in the case, and there are rumors that Lively is trying to get her support. Swift has made it clear she did not appreciate that and wants no part of it, and has made clear she had nothing to do with the film and wants to keep her distance from the drama. The New York Post reports the friendship is in a fragile state. I love movies that are cinematic, but it's also fun when the filmmaker takes chances. The new film Hollow Road takes place primarily in one location, a car. The film stars Matthew Rhys and Rosamund Pike as parents who get a call that their daughter was in a car accident. Most of the film takes place between the two actors driving to the scene. The thriller is reviewing well and will find its way to America in August. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. A little breezy at times, especially later this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with showers after midnight, or low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.